Okay, let's go ahead and get started. This should be a fairly short call today. Let's see who is on the line. Brian. Yeah, Brian, would you mind scribing today?
I do not mind. I was on mute. Okay. I was muted, so.
There we go. Awesome. Thank you. All right, short call today. We're just pretty much reviewing the credential survey. Talking about outreach and then potentially doing a demo, talking about doing demos next week. Any other updates or changes to the agenda? Anything else we should discuss today? Okay, if not, let's go ahead and jump into the current status of the credential survey. I sent this out in the agenda. Here's a link to just a snapshot from last night. Since last night, we've had two more responses. We have reached out to 60 organizations. No, is that right? 50, between 50 to 60 organizations. We have gotten responses back from 28 of them so far. So 28 is not fantastic, but it's not bad either. Out of all the outreach that the Web Payments Community Group has done, so specifically the Web Payments folks, they're reaching out to banks and payment service processors and card networks and things of that nature. Out of all those groups, the credentials folks have been the ones to get the most amount of responses to the surveys that they've sent out for use cases. So, yay us. But we still want to get around 40 responses to feel pretty good, I think, about ourselves and that we're getting enough use cases in documented. The link I just put in there, hold on a second, 609 area code, is that you, Richard?
Yeah, that's me.
Richard, okay. Here's the link again. So the beginning part of this call is just going to be going through the current state of the credential survey, just starting at the top. I have tried to blind a lot of the information here, so we know which organizations responded, but when the organizations talk about themselves and the use cases, I've tried to basically hide that information. Not necessarily because the organizations don't want other folks to see that information. It's just we didn't specifically ask if it would be okay if we associated the organization's name with the use cases. So the use cases are generic enough that you can't really tell who submitted the use case. Okay, so partially blinded data, and it's a snapshot from last night. And we have 28 responses. The page that folks are looking at only really have 26 responses in it. So let's go there from the top. I guess before I start going through this, does anyone have any questions on how we've gotten the survey data or what the survey is attempting to do? Okay, if not, let's go through. The organizations, we've got a good mix of education. We've got two healthcare companies, and we've got a number of financial service companies. So that's a pretty good, that's good. Like that's the type of representation that we wanted. We wanted broad representation from three different industries, and we're on our way there. We're not there yet. Compelling credential use cases, I'm not really going to go through these. People can read them by themselves, but there's really nothing too surprising in here. There were probably maybe three or four use cases that were new that we had not really ever discussed in this group before. So things like, you know, there are a number of decentralized identity use cases. There is one about wealth management and high net worth and individuals and things of that nature. So that's It's good stuff. There's also another one that is pretty detailed about healthcare, which was it's good to have that kind of recorded and down. Looking at question five, there are a number of additional use cases that we picked up there. Again, it's up to each of you to go through those and figure out, you know, it's up to you to go through those. I'm getting quite a bit of breathing from someone on their line, so if you're not talking, if you could mute, that would be great. Thank you. Perfect. Let's see. Stakeholders' participation is also good. Question six, we've got banks, regulators, credential issuers, universities. So we got some really good information there about the types of organizations that would have to play for each use case outlined by these organizations. Again, nothing really surprising there, but it's nice to be able to tie ecosystem players to use cases. Okay, so that's the not really interesting slash not surprising stuff, but good to have it documented, good to have organizations that have gone behind that information. I think we would end up sharing that data with organizations that are W3C members. So for example, you know, we can't air who submitted the use cases unless they, unless they're W3C members. Going down to question number seven, the question had to do, and unfortunately it's cut off a bit in the graph. I'm looking at the blue bar graph. But down at the bottom, this question had to do with what types of capabilities does your organization see as valuable? So things like issuing credentials, storing credentials, requesting credentials, revocation, web browser APIs, user-centric credentials, credential portability, privacy. You know, we had a list. Basically, the list that this group had come up with over the past year was put in there, and we wanted to see, in general, what do organizations value. And we have very high numbers for just about every feature in there. So we're at least above 75% for every feature listed, except for storing the credentials. So and that's at like 61%. So storing credentials basically has to do with storing them in arbitrary locations, like, for example, at Google Plus or Facebook or at a local university or at a local community college, at your employer, things like that. And that's the only one where people were not as jazzed about that feature, that capability, as they were the other ones. All the other features, like issuing a credential or requesting a credential for verification, credential revocation, those scored very, very highly. Okay, any questions on seven, the feedback for seven? All right, if not, we'll keep going. Question eight, so which technologies do you use today to achieve your current credentialing needs? Sure.
I tried to respond, sorry, Stone here. What are the items in other? Did you say what those were?
Let me look at live data. Yeah, let's see, view responses. Let me look at this.
Basically, everybody wants everything
plus a couple of extra things. I am going to have to click. The way this data is presented is I have to go through every single line item here. I'm not seeing anything pop out right now. One of them was embedding business rules. Embedding business rules in the credentials themselves. So I'm not too clear about what that means, but maybe things like where the credential can be used, what the credential authorizes someone to do.
I have to do with the evidence of what was required to achieve it, that kind of thing.
Yeah, potentially. Another one was a uniform description of credentials for comparison purposes. So being able to take base credentials and having a base set of data that's comparable. That was another one. What is the last one?
I think that idea would be pretty vertical. It would be managed in the vertical, but having some concept of a standards reference for a credential would be a good idea. If we're trying to really say security credential from one industry is similar to another one, having some way to calibrate those isn't a bad next step.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I think Badge Alliance is doing quite a bit of work on that, right? So when it comes to education credentials, there's a certain set of fields that you expect to be there, like criteria and that kind of stuff. The last one is, I think, a misunderstanding of what the question was asking. It was basically everything above is important, and valid, but you should choose one to focus on. So it was, I think the respondent didn't necessarily understand that you need multiple of those things before the ecosystem works. Another response is basically, I don't know as other. okay, let's see. Okay, so those were all the other responses, Matt. Okay, any other questions on question 7? What capabilities does your organization see as valuable? Question 8 then is, what do you use today to achieve your credentialing needs? Responses on these were fairly low, with a number of other responses. And let's see, what we might do here, I put this page together last night quickly. And now that we know that other is not being represented here very well, Matt, I think we'll go through and figure out a way to actually get this in the final data set. But as folks can see, the reason that we have this question in the survey was because there were certain parties that were asserting that all the technology to do what we're talking about in this group already exists. It's just that people don't know that it exists, right? So, for example, OpenID Connect solves all these problems, or OAuth2 solves all these problems, and it's just that the companies that are trying to deploy it don't know how to deploy it. They don't know that it exists. And if they only knew that it existed, then they would, that would be it's a solved problem, right? So the response on this survey was good, right? Because it shows that there are organizations using a variety of different technologies, SAML 2, OpenID, OAuth, SAML 1, OAuth 1, email, PDF, secure, FTP, right? It's not that these organizations don't understand that the technology exists. It's that they have made a conscious decision that the technology, for whatever reason, doesn't actually address their needs, right? In fact, only one organization out of all those surveyed said that the technologies listed above, like SAML, OpenID Connect, OAuth, actually address the credentialing needs of their organization. And that response was actually talking about their own solution. They have a homebrew solution, and they describe that is the only technology they use. They don't use any of these other technologies. And for that one respondent, their homebrew solution solves their technology needs, but they also added that clearly it is not an open standard solution. So none of the survey respondents have said that the technologies listed above address all of their credentialing needs and requirements. Many of them, and I'm kind of talking about, you know, the response to question 9 at this point, many of these organizations said that, yeah, some of their credentialing needs are supported with OpenID and SAML, OpenID Connect, but certainly not all of them, and especially not the advanced use cases. Another thing that's kind of interesting here is that some of the most used technologies, but the most used technology is email for transmitting credentials. So email is the biggest way folks exchange credentials. PDF, shortly thereafter, PDFs, you know, downloaded from websites, secure FTP. Organizations do use OAuth 1.0 and OAuth 2.0. There are a number of organizations that use open badges. So the question, we didn't try to dig in deeper into those questions, but maybe in a second survey at some point in 5 or 6 months we can dig in a bit deeper there. But the good news here, well, there's mixed news here with the technologies. One, there were a number of organizations that responded, I don't know, to whether or not these technologies address their use cases. The thing to, I guess, keep in mind is that these are line managers for their organizations. These are people that are more from the business side than the technology side. And I followed up with some of them and asked them if there are business problems that they know that their technologies address. So the response to that was yes. There are certain things that they do as organizations where they have technology in place to do those things. And this credentialing stuff is definitely not one of them. So they said if the problem is a solved problem in their company, nobody has told them about it so that they can sell a product around it. So that a number of the I don't know answers had to do with that. They weren't sure about the specifics, but they were pretty sure that it was not a solved problem at their organizations. And then, of course, the majority of respondents, 72% of respondents, said that the technologies either do not meet all of their credentialing needs, or they definitely do not meet any of the technologies above do not meet the credentialing needs of their organization. So that's question 8 and 9. Any questions on this one other than Matt? I'll try and look into the other technologies that folks are using. But a lot of the other stuff were kind of homebrew solutions. They're one-off solutions that company has implemented. They're proprietary systems that the company has implemented. Any questions on 8 or 9? Okay, and so response on question 10. The question 10 was, what are the limitations of the current technologies that you use for credentials? And there's just some really good stuff in here. Verification is way too clumsy. SAML 2.0 provides higher quality identity, but there's no context around that identity information or the course information. Or really any of the, there's no contextual information around the credential. Some use JSON Web Token, but it's a proprietary, fragile mechanism. It's hard to create. The credentials lack longevity. Organizational information is not expressed or present. A lot of organizations rely on centralized database perimeter security. They know that as they go to cloud-based solutions, they'll need different security measures in the form of portable credentials. There's no general model. Everything's purpose-built. All of our existing technologies work fine in a closed ecosystem and in point-to-point transfers, but they do not work in open ecosystems. They're not user-controlled. I mean, it's just, you know, the list goes on, and it's just, you know, cost. So anyway, it's a really great list. Like, this is, you know, that was some, the what are the limitations was something that this group had never really captured before, and we got some great feedback from people thus far. Finally, any questions on limitations? And you can read through those if you want, of course, at your leisure. Any high-level questions on limitations? Okay, and then the final question is, you know, if W3C were to start a working group to address your credentials use cases, would you likely participate? So we've got 10 organizations that are already W3C members that responded. We've got 5 organizations that are not W3C members that said that they would join, and 2 of these organizations are fairly large organizations. And 10, a lot of them said that maybe, but it depends on staff and funding availability for W3C membership. I followed up with a number of those organizations, and they just said that their organization is not really staffed to participate in standards work. So while they support the initiative and they would benefit financially from if there were standards, they are not prepared to. It would be a hard uphill fight for them to join this work and contribute to the work. And then one of them said that they don't have the available staff or funding to participate in standards work at W3C. The funny thing about that one is that they are probably one of the largest companies in the world that responded to the survey. So I don't buy it for a second, but you know, I'm guessing they are saying that they're not staffed to participate in the work, even though they're a multi-billion dollar or multinational organization. Okay, so that's it for the survey. We're doing all right now. So we're at 28. Let me see if that's the latest. We are at 29 responses. So another response came in while we were on the call. We're hoping to hit 40. I am putting the presentation together for TPAC for the rest of this week. It's due on Monday. So if you know of organizations that are not listed in the responses to number one, so each of you has the list of organizations that have responded. If you know of an organization there that should have responded and they haven't, please reach out to them and ask them to respond to the survey. It's very, very important that we get as many of these responses in so that the conversation can't be shut down this time, meaning that, or at least the conversation can't be shut down because there's this perception that there are not enough organizations that, you know, large organizations that want to see this thing succeed. Okay. Anything on the survey? Any other questions, comments? Does anyone having taken the survey feel like we should be asking different questions, or there should be other questions that we're asking? All right, stunned silence. The only other thing that we have for today are this discussion around demos. A number of us that have been working on the technology behind this, we're hoping to get the public demos out so that we could update everyone on what the flow looks like. This group went through a very high-level demo a couple of months ago. A lot of the technical work, the technical underpinnings have been improved since then, and we can show, you know, each player in this ecosystem and kind of what it looks like. But we are running behind on getting those demos together. So the hope is that we will be able to deploy the demos this week at some point. Many of the demos are going to revolve around web payments, because that's kind of what we're, it's going to revolve around commerce, the retail space, and just general credentials like passports and driver's licenses. We are hoping to also get some education demos out there, but we're still kind of working on exactly what those would look like. So that's kind of where we are now. And so the demos that we see next week will show the ecosystem, but they'll probably focus more on payments because that's the first kind of set of presentations that we have to do at TPAC. We're also having a general one on credentials, and there are already people that have filled out the survey that are W3C members that are not part of the credentials community group that have asked to come to the credentials breakout session at TPAC on Wednesday. Okay, so hopefully if everything stays on track, we'll be able to show some demos next week through screen sharing and things of that nature. Any questions, concerns on demos or timeline or TPAC? Okay. If there's nothing else, that's the call for today, and we'll meet again next week to
Do you want a discussion of what happened at Lumina or not?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because we don't have to, but...
No, let's do that.
I'm sorry, I was going to put something in on the chat, but I thought I could get in through Chrome because my Explorer will not let me in. I don't know what keeps crashing. But Chrome says I'm disconnected, so I couldn't get on either way. So I'm sorry about that. I would have put a note in for you. We did get into the main one of the main recommendations, but that was put back to the whole group, was to have Lumina and others involved with this initiative to join in with the W3C community group, us, and to advocate for a working group and a standard to be created. So that was one of the recommendations that was put forth by the working group that Matt Patinsky and some other folks and I were involved with. Matt Patinsky from Parchment and also Peter from Pearson. So it was a group effort. We got that item put in before them. Now it would be an opportunity potentially for you to follow up with them and to, maybe see what they want to do about it, Manu, and see if they actually want to come forward. The other person that contacted me right after was there are some people that are very interested in the machine, kind of the automated machine aspects of it. We really emphasized that in the discussion, that a lot of these things are fine, but if you can't make a machine readable and managed by machines, that you're not going to, it's not going to be very successful. I did have one contact. I'll forward to you, Manu, who's looking for examples of that, and maybe suggest to me how you might want to respond to him. If I just point him to our community group or whatever and see what we want to do. But generally, I thought it was a good session. We managed to, and the folks from IMS Global and others were there and I think represented the interests of our group well. So
great. I mean, that's great.
Guy's name's Kevin Carey, the Director of Educational Policy Program for New America. I'll forward this to you. What he said was, I was intrigued by your comment on machine-readable credentials. Do you know of examples of such systems or people who have done noteworthy work developing the specifics of how a system might be designed? So I'm going to forward this to you. Might be another recruit.
Fantastic. Great. Okay. That's great news. And thank you, Richard, for going out and making that happen. Did you feel that the Lumina folks, did it seem like that group really had their stuff together, or was this just a kind of a starting?
I think they really, they assembled which it might be useful to you. I can forward it to you. They assembled a landscape survey of 108 credentials initiatives, which was quite a bit of investment time to work together to assemble all that. They have a fairly good handle on the issues, the challenges of dealing with credentials. They do not understand the technology part of it, from what I could see and hear from the different participants and from the Lumina people. They're willing to listen. They get it when you tell them. they don't quite understand, for example, they didn't express, and I told them, but, you know, they didn't express on their own the need for connecting things like identity and web technology together with the way credentials work, or it wouldn't work. You know, if you don't know who someone is, you can't verify the different aspects of identity and other elements of credentials that are less directly involved with credit hours, then you can yell about credit hours all you want, but the system won't know how to do anything. So they struggled with that. I think they could use some education along those lines. So, you know, we gave them some insight, but we did not, you know, I don't think we swung them around to being aficionados, but we told them that this was a critical factor, and, you know, now it's on their agenda list at least.
Right. Great. And did you feel that there were any, I mean, was it a collection of people that were kind of working, let me figure out a better way to ask this question. Were there any thought leaders in the room, other than, of course, yourself and the other folks, you know, in the working group? Were there people that seemed like they were pretty far ahead that we don't know about, or that we had not, you know, are not collaborating with right now? Like, are there
well, technologically, no. If you mean technologically, no. If you mean, is there a lot of really robust activity, you know, across the various sectors, business, labor unions were there. We had the governor, former Governor Engler from the Business Roundtable. You had a bunch of industry group representatives. We had it was really the right people in the room, I would say, from the subject matter area of credentials. You know, the users, the producers, the aggregator folks, some vendors. You know, it was a good collection of the right smart people that are interested in seeing credentials really work for a variety of purposes. But technologically, no.
Okay. So I think, so a follow-up might be, I don't know if you have kind of an email list, but to basically reach out to those organizations and ask them to put forward their use cases, right? I mean, they're not going to be able to answer the, you know, what technologies are you using question, but, you know, if we've got 108 initiatives, clearly they've got use cases behind them, so maybe getting them to fill out the survey would also be kind of an easy thing that we can do while we wait for this other, you know, while we wait for the working group to get started at W3C. Okay, great. Thanks again, Richard, for doing all that. Anything else on the Lumina Foundation?
No, I don't think so. Anybody else who was there, jump in if you have anything else to add. Okay.
Nope. That's it for the call this week. We'll do, you know, we'll really try to get around to doing demos next week. I expect that will trigger more discussion, at least more technical related discussion. We're probably not going to get deep down into the specifics, but we'll be able to kind of skim it at the surface level. Okay, so next Tuesday is the next call. Thank you, everyone, for the call this week, and I hope everyone has a great rest of the week.